Good afternoon. I'm Khaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Memphis Pink Palace Museum. And you're listening to one of the movements from Eric Wolfgang Korngold's Much Ado About Nothing Suite, Opus 11. That's on the program this coming Saturday afternoon at St. George's Episcopal Church. Luna Nova will be performing. This concert is free. It's part of St. George's Friends of Music series. And then the following day at 3 o'clock, they'll be performing in Midtown at the Beethoven Club, a program of all music by Swedish composers from the Romantic and 20th century periods. Patricia Gray, the executive director of Luna Nova, joins me in the studio to talk about both of these concerts. You guys are busy.
It's been a busy few weeks. It certainly has.
Well, let's talk about the Saturday concert, and then I have some questions about the Sunday one, too, because I think it's a neat collaboration that we'll get to in a sec. So this is part of St. George's Friends of Music series, and it's an all-classical program, I guess, just with the exception of the Korngold and the Brumby, which is
is a fairly recent piece by an Australian composer, who I believe now is about 82 or 83. This whole concert is really part of some of the Bach and Shakespeare concerts we did last year for the Shakespeare anniversary.
Okay.
And so the Brumby piece is a treatment of the seven ages of man. And it is delightful. It's wind quintet that plays interludes in between recitation of the various seven ages.
Oh.
Paul Murray is our narrator and does a wonderful job on it. And the music is a great reflection of the words. Well, so we've done this in town. Maybe this will be the third, fourth time, and people love it.
Oh, my gosh. And look, well, now Michelle Vigneault is playing oboe. So
yeah, there you go.
You know it's going to be a fantastic performance.
And we're delighted. You know, the new oboe at the new bassoon at the University, Darren Zupka is going to be playing with us too, and he's a fantastic bassoonist. The whole ensemble is great.
Now, there are names that I recognize, like Nabucco Igarashi that plays clarinet. She's been with you guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Kelly Herman a new member?
Kelly Herman is a doctoral student, or master student, I guess, at the university. A very, very fine flutist.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's played for us a number of times at the Beethoven Club, and I thought she would enjoy being in this group, as does George Hronoff, who is a horn player. So Kelly and George are part of their own separate ensemble, the Bluff City Five. That's another story.
Well, we talked about the Brumby and the Korngold. Those are the last two pieces on the program. You start things off by going all the way back to the Baroque period, or is that Renaissance?
Bieber. No, it's kind of borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this, the Bieber Passacaglia, is a wonderful, wonderful piece that Gregory did in a concert here 6 years or so ago.
Gregory Maytain, your violinist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this is a lovely solo sonata. And then kind of blending the Baroque and the Shakespeare in the next piece is a set of flute fantasias by Telemann, and they're alternated with recitations of Shakespeare's sonnets.
Aww.
I saw that done somewhere else, and I thought it was really very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that. These are different music this time, but we did that concept at Rhodes last year, and that worked very well. And then, of course, Gregory's going to play solo sonata in G minor, Bach. And so I always feel like I love to have Bach on every time we can.
I know. Well,
you know.
You know you're not going to go wrong with Bach.
No, no. The refining fire, as I always say.
I love how the Shakespeare is all intertwined with this. That's really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon at St. George's Episcopal Church in Germantown. And then the next day, you'll be back at the home that you frequent in Midtown, the Beethoven Club, to present a concert of Swedish music. And you're doing this partnering with the Swedish Council of America. How did
that happen?
Yeah.
Well, you remember Gregory Maytain just recently put out a CD by the Amanda Meyer, who was a Swedish composer in the 19th century. And so in connection with that, he had some dealings with the Swedish Council of America in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a program where they give grants for Swedish events, because their whole idea is they want to propagate Swedish culture and music and art in America to a younger generation.
Right.
And so we made connection with them and began with the idea of having the a number of Swedish pieces that are from the end of the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also decided that it would be a good idea to have students learn some Swedish. So Paul Murray has two students who are going to sing small art songs,
uh-huh.
Angela Wilson and Daniel Ward. And so Gregory helped with coaching with the Swedish, because Gregory grew up in Sweden.
Right.
So they're having their Swedish art song premiere here.
Now, I think this is something that's very rare, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, it is, and I think that it's good for students because it broadens their horizon,
mm-hmm.
and it also introduces new literature to teachers,
mm-hmm.
who are looking for something new and different to give to students. And so that was the whole point of that. Paul is also going to happily sing, and then Basil Alter, who was a violinist at the University of Memphis, is going to do a wonderful suite for violin and piano called Four Watercolors,
mm-hmm.
With Brian Ray,
mm-hmm.
Rhodes faculty as pianist.
Uh-huh.
We've done those. Those were on Gregory's first Scandinavia CD, and they are just lovely. We've done them a couple of times several years ago.
Well, I love that I know three of the composers on this program better than others. I mean, I'm a big fan of Wilhelm Stenhammer, and I'm a big fan of Hugo Alfin, for heaven's sake. I love his music.
Yes, and that will wrap it up with that dance. And then something that we have that I bet you don't know is a saxophone sonata by a Swedish composer.
I was not aware there was one of those.
Well, indeed, our Jason Oates is a wonderful saxophonist here in town, who's from Florida State, and he's going to be playing the first movement of this sonata for alto sax and piano. So that will be that's pretty contemporary.
That's pretty contemporary. I've never heard of this composer.
Yeah,
early.
Erland von Koch, I don't know either. But Jason, as I mentioned this to him, said, "Oh, you know, there's a lot of Swedish saxophone music." I said, "Well, no, I didn't actually know that." So that's another good thing about young musicians doing research and bringing in new, interesting pieces.
Absolutely. And this is something I love so much, too, because younger musicians are doing that right now. They want to broaden their own repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm getting all these recordings by obscure composers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've got Rachel Pine in Chicago. She wants to add to her violin repertoire. So she finds a manuscript in a library and asks somebody with a terrific orchestra to, like, "Oh, hey, Jose Srebrier, let's record this obscure thing."
Absolutely. And then sometimes, of course, it's things on YouTube that just various people have put up for whatever reason. I discover pieces like that all the time.
Oh.
Just kind of fish around for, you know, who your instruments are and kind of what you have in mind. And then you can just get the score after you decide what you like, the way it sounds. So.
Well, I love it because, you know, so many composers have been overlooked just because they were around at the same time of the heavyweights that we all know. I mean, Schubert or Mendelssohn or Beethoven or whatever.
Absolutely.
And it's not to say that there weren't many, many, many other composers making music that was just as beautiful.
Absolutely. And I think just from the point of view that we live in a part of the country that there are not many Swedish people.
Right.
You know, and so it's not like that there's organizations that are doing it, so it's something that's kind of new and fresh and interesting, I hope.
Well, I'm glad that Gregory Maytan made that connection, and you're even going to have a reception after the concert. This is a little cherry on top of the whole thing.
It is. So, someone suggested that perhaps IKEA would provide the food for the reception, and so Sabrina Warren, who's on our board, rang them up, and they said they would. And so that's wonderful. We're just delighted. So we have all these lovely Swedish meatballs and cheeses and desserts. And so that will be the wonderful way to end the concert.
I think that's true. So, this is great. I love it that you're having your Saturday concert in the afternoon, too, as opposed to having an evening performance.
Well, I think St. George's always has their concerts at 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that works because there are a lot of people who really don't want to get out late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got some other commitment at night, late in the afternoon isn't ideal time to have a concert.
Well, I think it's a great idea, so I hope everybody will come out this weekend, first Saturday in Germantown at 4 o'clock at St. George's Episcopal Church, and you'll hear lovely the lovely words of Shakespeare and some beautiful chamber music.
Yes.
And then the next day at 3 at the Beethoven Club on South McLean in Midtown, a concert of Swedish music, Luna Nova pairing up with the Swedish Council of America, and thank you to IKEA for those Swedish meatballs. Both of those concerts are free. If you want more information, go to lunanova.org or call 493-0958. Patricia Gray from Luna Nova, my guest today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.